Study 11, Section 3, Subsection 3. Practical Christian Life, Preaching. One of the great temptations which arises from knowing the true God is to become spiritually selfish. We can be so satisfied with our own personal relationship with God, so absorbed in our own personal Bible study and spirituality, that we can neglect to share these things with others, both our fellow believers and the world around us. The Word of God and the true gospel which is found in it is likened to a light or lamp burning in the darkness. Psalm 119, verse 105, Proverbs 4, verse 18. Jesus pointed out that no one who has such a light places it under a bucket, but publicly displays it. Matthew 5, verse 15. You are the light of the world, by reason of being baptized into Christ, the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, John chapter 8, verse 12. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, Christ continued. Matthew 5, verse 14. If we really live a life according to the true gospel which we understand, our holiness will be evident to those with whom we live. We will be unable to disguise the fact that we are separated to the hope of the kingdom, and also separated from their worldly ways. In a tactful way, we should seek to share our knowledge of the Lord with all those with whom we come into contact, turning conversations round to spiritual things, discussing scripture with members of other churches, distributing tracts, and even placing small advertisements in our local media, are all ways in which we can let our light shine. We should not think that we can leave the work of witnessing to other believers. We each have an individual responsibility. We each, individually, do what we can, largely at our own personal expense. One of the most successful ways of preaching is through explaining our beliefs to our families and those with whom we are in immediate contact. Those whose partners are not in the faith should clearly explain their beliefs to them. Although once this has been done, it is unwise to keep raising the issues or exert any pressure upon them. Pressurized converts are not what God wants. Our duty is to witness to the truth without overdue concern about how much response we achieve. We have a great responsibility to make this witness. Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 to 21. If Christ comes in our lifetime, two men will be in the field, the one will be taken and the other left. Luke chapter 17, verse 36. It would be strange indeed if we had not spoken to our family and work colleagues about our Lord's second coming when this occurs.